Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Sign for Midday. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valuesign.com. Well, just up. Very good news out of the conference board, and home sales were also up. That, plus a look at the markets, up to the minute, just ahead. For me, the most surprising report of the day so far has been the Conference Board's survey of consumer confidence. Frankly, I was looking for a much lower report here, and instead, the report came in 4 points higher than last month. This runs counter to what we've seen over the last 3 or 4 months. During that time, both the Conference Board's own report and the Michigan Survey of Consumer Sentiment have begun ticking down, leading me to believe that the consumer was starting to lose heart. And that's perfectly understandable when you think about it. Record inflation combined with record shortages is enough for anyone to lose spirit. But not so, says the Conference Board, as their latest survey shows the consumer growing even more confident. To tell the truth, I'm not buying it, at least not yet. I'm going to mark this report as an outlier, and at least until I see some confirmation. But for now, the Conference Board marks consumer confidence higher. In other economic reports today, in real estate, both new home sales and new home prices also ticked higher in October. Finally, in the you-probably-saw-this-one-coming category, the new Donald Trump company, Digital World Acquisitions, is down big today, trading last I saw at just $69 per share. That's over $100 lower than its high reached yesterday. And remember, this stock has only traded for 4 days. Overall, a look at the market shows the Dow, after trading in new high territory, still remains higher for the day, as are all the stock indexes. Bonds are mixed, gold and cryptos down. Stay tuned now for today's market comment. Just the facts, ma'am. Well, opinions on Wall Street are a dime a dozen. Turn on any of the financial channels and you can hear a different opinion 24/7. But hard data, now that's a different matter. By law and regulation, much of this kind of data is carefully regulated and must adhere to a strict timing limit. And that's most especially the case with corporate earnings. Today and Thursday, we'll have the most important, most anticipated data dump for the remaining quarter of 2021. Today we will get the last quarterly report, this year, for Microsoft, the nation's second largest company by market cap, and for Alphabet Google, the nation's third largest company. Then again on Thursday, number one company Apple and number four company Amazon will report their results. Now just a programming note, my Market Close podcast will be delayed an hour or so on these 2 days so that we can discuss these results in real time. So look for today's and Thursday's closing podcasts to be published around 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And these will be the last such communications that these four most important companies will present this year. Like the Facebook earnings reported yesterday, these reports, as always, are chock full of relevant data, reporting on the company's results from the last quarter ending September 30. And then projecting ahead to what they see this quarter. By and large, this is not opinion, but rather fact. CEOs and CFOs can get in real trouble if they wander too far from the script that's already been written. A script that is the real results for the company. Black and white, dollar and cents. And this is how the company really did perform last quarter. And you can bet that Wall Street will go over these results with a fine-tooth comb, examining to the last footnote each and every representation made in the report. And these companies have become so large and so dominant that their results can influence how analysts see the macro economy. Any significant slowing here by these four might call into question any rosy economic projection. For example, if Amazon were to stumble, analysts would look twice at the overall retail sector. And it's because of these four reports that I'm calling these 10 days that we're in right now the most significant for year end. Not only are we getting these last earnings reports for the year, but on Thursday, we will get the first look at the nation's third quarter overall economy with the GDP report. All this follows next Wednesday by the conclusion of the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting, a meeting that will set the course of monetary policy for the rest of the year. Conventional wisdom and comments from Chairman Powell indicate that the Fed is likely to keep interest rates unchanged, but to begin the tapering process, that is, begin to cut back on the Fed's bond purchases, a program that has seen the Fed's balance sheet balloon to more than $8.5 trillion, and that's more than double last year's level. So here's the setup for the next week and a half. Today, Microsoft and Alphabet Google report their results. Thursday, Apple and Amazon will do likewise. Next Wednesday, the Fed's monetary policy and likely the beginning of taper is announced. Along the way, we'll also get reports from drug companies Eli Lilly and Novartis today, Bristol-Myers Squibb and GlaxoSmithKline tomorrow, and finally, oil giants ExxonMobil and Chevron on Friday. So throw out those opinions. For the next 10 days, it's just hardcore results, quarterly reports with real earnings and real expenses. It's just the facts, ma'am. And that's ValueSide.com for Tuesday, October 26. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.